saving the greatest country in the world is not a short-term proposition, folks. We can save this great nation, but it's gonna take all of us. Why? Because we are America.
Herman Cain. Herman Cain. Solutions for a better America.
This is your host, Herman Cain. Thank you for joining us, because you know we're going to tell you the truth. Give you the facts, because we want you to be better informed and inspired to help make this a better United States of America. Congratulations to the University of Georgia Bulldogs football team. In overtime, yes, they lost. But they still should be proud of the fact that they made it to the big dance, the big game. So to all of the Bulldog Nation people out there who may be feeling a little down, don't. Congratulations to the Bulldogs. They put up a great fight. They even went into overtime, and they came up second. But that's not the worst thing in the world. So congratulations, Bulldog fans. Congratulations, Bulldog football players. And congratulations, Kirby Smart, coach, only in his second year to make it to the big dance. That is quite an achievement. So when you see a run into Bulldog Nation folk, congratulate them, especially the team. Three big things you need to know. There's a lot of noise, as you know, out there. But it doesn't always help you or inspire you. Big thing number one. President Trump addressed the American Farm Bureau national meeting yesterday in Nashville. And he talked up the ways tax cuts and deregulation will help farmers, telling the audience at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention on Monday that the tax bill he helped shepherd through Congress will help them earn and keep more money.
Oh, are you happy you voted for me? You are so lucky that I gave you that privilege. The other choice wasn't going to work out too well for the farmers. I hate to tell.
Now, listen to the president trying to be a little bit humorous, which he was. He was lighthearted. You are so lucky that I gave you that privilege. Now, watch the liberal media spin that into narcissism. The man is entitled to try to make a joke every once in a while. As someone so aptly put it, whenever this president should be taken literally, they take him figuratively. And when he should be taken figuratively, they take him literally. Watch some reporters out there take him literally on that statement. You are so lucky that I gave you that privilege. That's how messed up this TDS syndrome, Trump derangement syndrome, is, folks. It's that messed up. And then he goes on to say at the same convention that his administration is working hard for the American farmer.
You embody the values of hard work, grit, self-reliance, and sheer determination we need to, did you ever hear this expression? Make America great again. Has anybody ever heard?
America is on its way to becoming great again. Regulations, regulatory rollback, Supreme Court justice who believes in the Constitution, tax cuts, shepherded by the Republicans in Congress, no Democrats voted for it, and this president. Yes, America is on its way to becoming great again. And that's just after nearly 1 year of him being in office. 1 year of being in office. But he didn't just talk about the accomplishments of 2017. He went on to talk about Congress is going to do more for rural Americans.
And I'm looking forward to working with Congress to pass the Farm Bill on time so that it delivers for all of you. And I support a bill that includes crop insurance, unless you don't want me to.
He knows that they want him to, so he has included that in there. So big item number one, the president is taking his message directly to the people, speaking at major conventions like the American Farm Bureau Federation, which is what he should do, because he can't depend upon the liberal media to deliver his message of positivity. They are going to deliver a message of negativity. Big item number two. Record low unemployment for African Americans / black people in the United States of America. Now, the unemployment rate for December for black Americans was 6.8%. At the end of 2016, it was 7.9%. A whole point one higher. In 7 of the 8 years of the Obama administration, black unemployment in America ranged from 12.1% to 10.6%. Double digits for 7 of the 8 years. Now, here's what's baffling about this. You still have a lot of black people that are swallowing the malarkey that they loved Obama and they hate Trump. I've said this before. A rising tide lifts all boats. When the economy is doing great, when the job market is doing great, when the stock market is doing great, everybody wins. Not just white people. Not just rich people. But people that are looking for jobs. But you don't hear this from the NAACP. You don't hear this from prominent black voices. I didn't say black leaders. You don't hear that from prominent black voices. Why? They don't want black people to know the truth. They want black people to continue to buy into the demagoguery of this president and his administration when there are so many good things going on that helps all of us. This is the part that they don't get told. I bet you didn't hear about these numbers on the nightly news. No. Because it might smack at saying something nice about the current tone from the top with this president. Tone from the top. So black unemployment has hit a record low, the lowest rate in 45 years, all the way back to when they started tracking such data. The lowest rate in 45 years. Isn't that something to be happy about in 2018? Yes. But you've got a lot of black voices out there that do not want black people to hear anything positive as a result of this administration. It starts with the positive tone from the top, folks. And then it cascades down to businesses, jobs, unemployment. Big item number three, immigration. Now, I know you hear a lot about a big meeting that's supposed to take place on Capitol Hill. You hear a lot about what the Democrats want as far as DACA, deferred, something, Shannon B., having to do with dreamers, as they call them. Now, let's put this in perspective. There are about 800,000 dreamers, which are supposed to be young people that were brought here as children, and now they are adults, and that number is right around 800,000. And the Democrats are trying to find a way not to deport them. The president issued a challenge to the Democrats several months ago. Give me a plan. Give me a proposal. Straight out amnesty is not what this president wants to do. That's what the Democrats want to do. Now, you're talking about 800,000 people. I know that some of them might be nervous that they might get deported. And I do believe that some sort of immigration legislation needs to be passed. But what the president is saying is, you're going to get rid of two of the big holes in the immigration system that has allowed criminals to get in here and kill people. The Democrats don't want to do that. See, the Democrats' perspective of negotiating and compromise is do it that way. That's all. So now they're threatening to shut down the government. Let me get this straight. I respect the concerns of the 800,000 people, but there are 326 million people that live in this country. So the Democrats are willing to shut down the government over this one issue. Over this one issue. That doesn't make logical sense. No more than it makes logical sense that not one Democrat voted for the tax cuts to allow you to keep more of your money. They don't want you to keep more of your money. The only reason the Democrats want to try and be the standard bearer for this whole DACA issue is to try to solidify a voting block. But as one radio talk show host who happens to be Hispanic said, Hispanics are waking up. They are not going to be fooled. They are not going to be fooled by all of this malarkey about what we're concerned about helping these dreamers. No. They are concerned about trying to solidify a voting block. They don't care about y'all. Just like they don't care about black people or any people when it comes to what you need or want. No. They only care about political power. When I come back, I have a breaking news nugget for you on the Herman Cain Show.
Credible, credible, experienced, engaging. Herman Cain, daily solutions for a better America.